we're happy with the way he's been playing, you know, all through training camp, and then it's shown up in the preseason games. You know, there's plays that you want to have back, you know, and I think that that comes with, you know, Teddy's a perfectionist, we're perfectionists, and we're moving in the right direction.
There you go. That's the way to lay it. Way to lay it, let him go get it.
Isn't the level of comfortability...
You were practicing these this weekend, Teddy?
...between you and him and the offensive coordinator just 1,000 times better than it was last year at this time?
Good tempo, quick feet. Everything else is going to take care of itself. There we go. There it is. That's the way to let it rip.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, for Teddy, being a new guy, I mean, everything was new to him last year. And, you know, obviously playing in the NFL, playing in this offense, I think I tend to forget it, that he went through the whole offseason last year and the whole training camp as a backup. And then he became the starter week three. So just the countless amount of reps he's had this offseason in training camp, working with the one receiver, the guys he's going to be thrown to all year, you can just see how much he's grown just from that alone.
Scott, when Teddy doesn't do things well, for instance, shin high in the Hall of Fame game to Mike Wallace, that could have been a big hit.
Rolls out to the right, throws right, incomplete for Mike Wallace. It was too low.
How does he handle stuff like that?
He reacts to that the same way that he reacts to throwing a touchdown pass.
You know, like, caught, touchdown, Vikings, Charles Johnson.
You really couldn't tell. You know, I can now that I know him better, but he's on to the next play, you know, and like he's hard on himself. As soon as he threw that ball to Mike, you know, he threw it behind him that, you know, he might have scored on.
Those are the kinds of plays and throws that you want to see Teddy make.
He came back, he's the first one to tell me when he gets back, you know, and he's hard on himself, he knows to get better, but he moves on to the next play.
What about choosing to run at the right time? I mean, is he good at that? Because you know he wants to be pocket quarterback guy and sit back there, bounce, and dagger you.
Right.
Does that mean sometimes he leaves running yards on the field?
You know, every play we have a progression, and if you go through your progression and you haven't had the ball in your hand, you got to throw it away, or there's a lane and he takes it. You know, and sometimes, you know, especially, you know, you play against teams with man coverage and everyone turns and runs with people, and, you know, Teddy just has that good instinct to see it, and everyone's got their back turned, run, get what you can, you know. So I think that he has a good feel for when to do that.
During training camp, when chatting with Teddy Bridgewater on my KFAN radio show, there was a point where he said watching Sean Hill in practice sends chills up his spine. And in Sean's 14 years in the NFL for Maryland, I've never known him to do anything that has sent chills up anybody's spine. But what he meant, I think, is Sean's comprehension of what's coming at the offense. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, that and just also the knowledge of where everybody is, too. And Sean has a great sense of getting the ball out of his hand.
Hill deep drop, dump left, caught Thielen inside the 10, turns up 5, into the end zone, touchdown, Vikings.
You know, we can, especially with young guys like Teddy and then the other young guys we have in the room, I mean, I can sit there and coach them and tell them and everything like that. And then Sean goes and he is an example, you know, of just thinking fast and playing fast. And his experience obviously speaks to that. But even just, you know, talking to my dad who coached him in San Francisco back in 2006, that's how he's always played. But Sean's exceptional.
Last one, out of your quarterback's room, can you share a story with us that you shared with me months ago about wide receiver Stephon Diggs and how you've known him since he was 15 years old?
I went and recruited Good Counsel High School when I was receiver coach at the University of Pittsburgh, and saw him on a team highlight tape, and he was an exceptional high school football player. We verbally offered him a scholarship. I think we were the first school to do it, and then, you know, he went to a bunch of camps that summer before his junior year, and He blew up and, you know, got 95 offers or something, and five-star recruit and everything. He's one of the top receiver recruits in the country.
Sprints out to the right, turns it up at the 20-25. Stephon Diggs with a dazzling punt return where he made several Raiders miss.
You know, I kind of developed a relationship with him, and then I got into the NFL, and I would follow him just because I remembered him as a player, and now we're fortunate to have him here on our team with us.